to see you.
So glad you could make it. Have a salmon puff.
All right.
Hello, this is Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
That was John Mouse from his demo, some demos he recorded. First technical error of the day. Awesome. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, Canada. On today's show, a special guest. Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's great.
Tell the people who you are.
I'm Dory. Well, I don't know. Who am I? Welcome back.
You're a former Discordian.
Yeah. A long time ago when I was cool.
Yeah. you still seem pretty cool.
No, I was only cool in 2005.
What brings you to... So you don't live here anymore.
I don't live here anymore. It's so sad.
Yeah, well...
I have to live in Brooklyn.
Oh, no. So tough.
I know.
And you're going to school in Brooklyn?
Yes.
Right. But you're here for a special occasion.
A very special occasion. Both my parents are turning 60. And we're having a big party for them.
That's so great.
And I'm so excited about it.
And how have the preparations been going?
They've been really fun. I've been up all night scanning photos so we can have a slideshow. Because it's 60th birthday party is kind of like a bar mitzvah as far as I can tell. And just all these amazing photos of my parents.
Yeah.
In the 70s this morning, my dad brought out the slide carousel and we watched... slides of their road trip to San Francisco in like 1976 Amazing. Or 1977.
Amazing. And that Draper speech, Don Draper speech, just went through.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's phenomenal. And are you going to have music at this party?
Yeah.
What do you recommend for baby boomers to get the party going?
I think 23 hours of Motown and Pet Sounds.
Whenever I've DJed friends' weddings a bunch, and whenever they're like, well, make sure there's something there for the parents. So like, Big Chill soundtrack. That's all I need to do. I put that, some Beatles, some Beach Boys, and then we can play R. Kelly later on. But start off with the Big Chill soundtrack.
I think there will be no R. Kelly at this party. Go.
No, probably not. But at the wedding, you need to bring in the R. Kelly eventually.
Sure.
Speaking of special occasions, last Saturday, Record Store Day.
Oh, how was your Record Store Day experience?
Mine was great. I participated in the CITR live broadcast. So we were at Scratch and we did a live interview with the Courtneys and broadcast their show. And there were a bunch of other bands that were playing. And then I also bought a great record. So my friend Luke Meat, former CITR guy, he found this Lee Hazlewood record that was a Record Store Day release. I don't know if you know Lee Hazlewood. He did a bunch of stuff with Nancy Sinatra in the 60s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I picked up this not safe for work covered, but very cool record. So I was very happy about that. So I brought in a Lee Hazlewood song. I didn't want to bring in the whole record because it's like kind of I couldn't bring it on the bus today, but I have this other song by Lee Hazlewood called Poor Man, and it's very classically Hazlewood. I think you'll like it, so let's give a listen to some Lee Hazlewood, and then we'll be back and we'll chat more with Dory. Okay, here we go.
Just for you. If God Calling all BC short filmmakers. The third annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is back and accepting entries until August 1st. Students and professionals welcome. No max time limit, but keep them short. At the last festival, 45 short films were screened. $18,000 in prizes was awarded. For more information or to enter, visit bsff.com.
Beetroot Magazine and CITR 101.9 FM are proud to sponsor the Flood Island Warm-Up Party, featuring No Gold, Korean Gut, White Poppy, formerly My Friend Wallace, and Bank Robber. This warm-up party to the Flood Island Festival goes down Wednesday, May 9th at the Biltmore. Doors are at 8 and tickets will be available at the door. That's the Flood Island Warm-Up Party, featuring No Gold, Korean Gut, White Poppy, and Bank Robber, Wednesday, May 9th at the Biltmore. The Flood Island Warm-Up Party is proudly sponsored by CITR.
right. That was Sunny in the Sunsets from a forthcoming album. It's going to be out in a few weeks. That was the song Pretend You Love Me, which is sort of a cover of a song that was on their last album, but it's very, very different. It's some much more psychedelic cowboy music. Yeah? Did you like it at all?
Sunny in the Sunsets? Can you call it a cover if it's
Your own song? A reworking of their own song, I guess so. It's much more
expansive. I'm going to take you to task on this one, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're the authority. You have to get things right.
It's true. Terminology. Semantics are important. Before that, we heard the original psychedelic cowboy, Lee Hazelwood, with his song Poor Man. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to keep it mellow, and we're going to go to the city of Baltimore. Ooh. Have you been to Baltimore?
I have. I used to have a Baltimore phone number.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was driving from Toronto to some conference outside of Baltimore, and I needed a SIM card for my, unlocked U.S. cell phone.
Yeah.
I had a Baltimore phone number for a short while. I was in the city for, 33 minutes.
But you got to.
You got a burner.
Yeah, exactly. You got to. Cool. Did you... I guess you didn't really see Baltimore in that 33
minutes.
Have
nothing to say about Baltimore. Yeah. Fair enough. Based on that experience, sadly.
They have two... Well, they have several great bands in Baltimore, but two that I want to highlight are Lower Dems, featuring Jenna Hunter. They have a new album coming... Or an album coming out in May 1st called New Tropics. So we're going to hear the song Propagation from them. And then after that, Beach House. They had a Record Store Day special 7-inch thing called Lazuli, I think it was. And we're going to hear the B-side to that. It's called Equal Mind. But we're going to start with Lower Dems. Here we go. Baltimore's finest Lower Dems. Nope. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
right. That was Mount Erie from the forthcoming album Clear Moon. That was the song House Shape. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Mount Erie coming back. I forgot to turn on your mic. Sorry, Dory. There we go.
Thanks, Duncan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long has it been since there was new Mount Erie?
He's done a few things, but it seems like he hasn't put out a proper album in a few years. He did a metal album maybe 3 years ago or 4 years ago. And then a couple of years ago did a collaborative album with Nick Kurgovich from piano called Wind's Poem. But that didn't really, I don't know, for me that didn't feel like a proper Mount Erie album.
It wasn't satisfying for you.
No. And then he recorded an album with Julie Dwyran as well, which was really good.
Oh.
But a lot of those were reworkings of previous songs.
Not covers.
With Julie Dwyran. So this feels like he's like doing it again, back on it.
Welcome back.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I really hope he makes it up here to play some shows because he's always an amazing performer. Before Mount Erie, we heard some Beach House with the song Equal Mind, and at the top we heard Propagation by Lower Dens. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Dunkin' Donuts Show with you for another 23 minutes. We're going to keep it in the Pacific Northwest. Mount Erie is based out of
Anacortes.
And just down the road is Olympia, Washington, and that's where Broken Water and the Maxines are from. So we're going to hear the song Drowned by Broken Water from their new album Tempest, and then after that some Maxines. So here we go. Here is Broken Water.
Yeah. is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from? From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
The Parts Unknown!
Break your fingers!
Vancouver will be twirling its tassels for the seventh year in a row when the Vancouver International Burlesque Festival takes to the stage May 3rd to 5th at the Rio and Vogue Theatres. There are more international performers this year than ever before, including the current reigning queen of burlesque, Miss Indigo Blue, and the boylesque sensation, Jet Adore. The festival has variety acts, live music, comedians, and burlesque all together in 3 nights of the sexiest and most entertaining weekend of the year. Tickets are available from northerntickets.com or visit the festival website at vanburlesquefest.com.
I'm
right. That was Weed from their new Gun Control EP. That was the song Even Black. Weed are going to be going on tour. They're going to tour down to L.A., then all the way over to New York City and back. And they're doing a tour kickoff next Thursday night, May 3rd, at the Lion's Den, playing with Naomi Punk and, I believe, Korean Gut. So check that out. Before that, we heard the Maxines from their new Drugstore EP on K Records. That was the song Hang Around. And at the top, we heard Broken Water from their album Tempest. That was the song Drowned. About 12 minutes left here until the top of the hour. You're listening to Dunkin's Donuts on CITR. With my friend Dory.
Hi, Duncan.
Coming back to our old stomping grounds. You picked a song.
Yeah, I picked a song.
And we're going to listen to it. Who are we going to listen to?
We're going to listen to Sharon Van Etten, who's from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So I'm bringing her along with me back home.
I've heard lots about her, and I haven't really given her much of a listen, so I'm excited.
I think she is excellent. This is called Give Out from Give Out. Tramp. And
okay.
I just can't stop listening to this over
okay.
and over again.
Awesome.
So you can all listen to it, too.
Okay,
let's push this button.
Yeah, go for it. right. That was What's Hot, featuring the fantastic Casey Bork on vocals. Hopefully coming to a venue. Well, they're a local band, but hopefully they play again soon. They haven't played in a little while. Before that, we heard Pap Pap from St. John's, Newfoundland. In the estimation of my friend David Barkley, the number one pop band in Newfoundland. I can't disagree. I liked what I heard. That was the song Your Golden Thoughts Over Black Coffee. And at the top, we heard Sharon Van Etten with her song Tramp. That was, or no, her song Give Out, sorry, from the album Tramp. Very good stuff. Thank you so much for that recommendation.
You're so welcome.
And thanks so much for keeping me company and chatting.
Thanks
with
for
me
having
on
me on your show.
It's great having you back in town, if ever so briefly.
2 whole weeks.
Yeah, 2. That's pretty nice. Pretty good. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at citr.ca or go to duncansdonuts.wordpress.com to see the playlist. I'm going to close out with the band No Gold and their song Good and Bad. No Gold are going to be playing in town as part of a Sled Island warm-up show in a couple weeks. So keep your eyes peeled for that. If you like what you hear, they're a lot of fun. Yeah, that's about going to do it. Happy birthday to your parents.
Oh, happy birthday, Neil and Judy.
Neil and Judy. I hope you have a great party on Saturday night.
Thanks.
Okay, here we go.
Outside, I wake up.